Hello.
Hello, we are conducting a survey and your participation is voluntary but important to the success of this research and the efforts of local community-based organizations working on community issues. What is your zip code?
48227.
Thank you. And what is the year of your birth?
60.
Excuse me?
61.
Okay, thank you. And do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Female.
Okay. Give me just 1 second. All right, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
Okay, and what is your race? Here are the choices: white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific
no.
Islander, Middle Eastern, Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
Black.
Okay. Okay, are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes, I am registered.
Okay. As you might know, there will be elections for offices like the President and U.S. Congress this November. How likely are you to vote in the November 2024 elections? Would you definitely
Very.
Vote?
Probably Very lightly. Definitely.
Thank you. How do you plan on voting in the upcoming 2024 general election? Here are the options: voting in person early before election day, voting in person on election day, voting by mail, other.
I haven't decided if it's going to be in person or mail.
Okay. All right. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel the black community has to make changes on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel the black community has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means the black community has a lot of power, 5 means neutral, and 0 means the black community has no power at all.
See ya.
Okay. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's election for president, Congress, state, and local offices on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you're extremely motivated to vote. You may use
10.
Any number between 0 and 10.
10.
Okay. Now, we'd like to rate how you feel about some people. Using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm nor cold, neutral, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10, depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of the people and or groups, please indicate so. The first one is Kamala Harris.
10.
Joe Biden.
10.
Gretchen Whitmer.
10.
Josh Shapiro.
Never heard of him.
Barack Obama.
10.
Mark Kelly.
Never heard of him.
Donald Trump.
and zero.
Team Wolves?
Say that again.
Team Wolves?
Five.
And J.D. Vance.
Two.
I'm sorry?
Two.
Okay. On a scale of 0 to 10, in the past month, please rate how worried you've been about each of the following. Use a 10 if you have been very worried, a 5 if you have been somewhat worried, and a 0 if you haven't been worried at all. You may use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is the availability of resources for K-12 education.
Seven.
Racial profiling among police.
Seven.
The conflict in Palestine.
Conflict where?
The conflict in Palestine.
Eight.
The crime rate in my community.
Seven.
The protection of Social Security or Medicare.
Eight.
Passing federal legislation to protect voting rights.
Eight.
Election and voter fraud in the 2024 elections.
Five.
Inflation and the rising cost of goods and necessities.
Six.
Fighting discrimination and systemic racism.
Seven.
Abortion access for women in this country becoming more restricted.
Eight.
Lack of dependable transportation systems.
Nine.
The banning of Black history.
Eight.
Voter suppression in the 2024 elections that makes it harder for certain people to vote.
Seven.
The affordability of housing.
Seven.
Okay, I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr.,
Democrat.
Independent third party?
Democrat.
Okay, so you mean Democrat Kamala Harris? Just to confirm?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump? For Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Say that question again.
Yeah. Is that more of a vote for Kamala Harris or against Donald Trump?
Kamala Harris.
All right. As of today, Vice President Harris is still not the official nominee for the Democratic Party, but it is assumed she will be during the Democratic National Convention. If Vice President Harris fully secures the nomination as a Democratic candidate for President of the United States, would that make you more, would that make you much more motivated to vote? Somewhat more motivated to vote, make no difference, somewhat less motivated to vote, or much less motivated to vote?
More.
Compared to last month, are your feelings about the Democratic Party much more favorable, somewhat more favorable, make no difference, somewhat less favorable, or much less favorable?
Favorable.
So the options are much more favorable, somewhat
much
more favorable.
Much more, much more.
Okay. Did you trust Kamala Harris as president to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all? A lot of trust, some trust, little trust,
a lot,
no trust at all.
A lot. A lot.
Okay. When it comes to pushing for criminal justice reform as president, do you trust Kamala Harris to act in the best interest of people like you by a lot, some, little, or not at all?
Some.
For each of the following threats, I'd like you to let me know if you think it really describes Vice President Harris. Somewhat describes her, only describes a bit, or really does not describe her.
Repeat the question.
Yeah. For each of the following threats, I'd like you to let me know. Que te desconectas.